Tom Johnson of the Better Business Bureau with the warnings for the scams and spams going on out there. Tom, good morning. Let's talk first about how a lot of people this time of year give the gift of a puppy, but you got to be careful, don't you?
Good morning, Bob. And yes, scammers are just as busy as we all are as we enter the holiday season. And pets are the most heartbreaking thing. Online scams are always the top scam in the nation. They have been for about 4 or 5 years now. And that trend continues locally and nationally. And pets are one of the favorite scams out there for people to sell to people unsuspecting that the pet that they're looking at doesn't even exist. In some of these cases, they'll take the same picture and plaster it on dozens and dozens of fake websites. It's always important to reverse search any image you see online if you're looking for any type of pet, and just know that you really should either see the pet live in person, and at the very least, if that's not person possible, have an interactive video with the seller and the pet, because in almost all cases, any fraudsters want nothing to do with the video, which would reveal a problem.
Also a good time to remind people who are sending out a lot of Christmas cards that there are counterfeit stamps being sold, aren't there?
Yes, there sure are. And online, people can sell stamps at steep discounts or say that they are. And oftentimes you get absolutely nothing in return when you send in your money and you're giving up your banking information. And if not that, you may actually receive the stamps, but they're counterfeit. And the bad part is you can send out some pretty important pieces of mail and end up receiving it back returned weeks later. So be very careful out there. Know that only tiny, tiny discounts are given once in a while by big vendors, stores that you know and trust. But otherwise, just buy them directly from the Postal Service. And they do send out stamps by mail now. You can buy them by mail.
Also, be aware that there are people out there impersonating employees of ComEd and also the gas company. How widespread is this, Tom?
So it's really widespread when it comes to getting into chilly weather. People know that people are worried about making sure there's nothing wrong with their heat, their electricity or gas during the holidays. And if you get one of these threatening calls, unless you stop, think about it before you react, they can sound very threatening, like, we're going to shut your power off. You need to make immediate payment. First off, no utility will ever say that type of thing to you. And often, in many cases, these people can get a lot of information about you. They can get your address. They can get your banking information to send an immediate payment. But be very careful and always verify with the utility service themselves. And that includes people knocking at your door.
Mm-hmm.
It's your perfect right to shut that door and check it out before you let anybody in. And if there's no obvious sign of utility working in the area, it's always a good idea. Never let anybody inside your house unless you know about it ahead of time.
Do you know anything about this? Listener texted us about getting a couple of calls supposedly from Homeland Security. Is that a scam right now?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. In fact, DHS has a warning even on their website. People acting like they're from Department of Homeland Security. Sometimes they'll use a very similar sounding agency, or they'll spoof the phone calls to make it look like they're calling from there. But they try to get your Social Security number. They try to get you to pay fines. Similar names. Hey, we're just checking everybody in the household. Here's the records we have. Can you verify this, that? Or sometimes they say you have to pay to keep your files updated. So again, it's just a matter of taking a little time. And when you get a call from an agency like this, sometimes people get very nervous. It's like a call from the IRS.
Exactly. All right, let's give equal time to good businesses out there. Tell us about the Torch Awards.
So we are happy enough to have our Torch Awards and announce six new companies that really this award is based on ethics and trust. And it's on the four C's, community. Are you involved with your community, your customers, and then the character of your company and the culture. And these are just excellent companies that let trust and integrity like permeate their entire workforce and their presence in life. So we're honored to give away minority-owned and operated, women-owned and operated, and then five more awards by employee size. And some of these companies are just so inspiring to hear exactly what they do, and it's so great to hear businesses still really taking trust and integrity so seriously.
We need more of that. You can read all about it and check out the winners on the Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org. Tom Johnson, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Good morning, Bob.